Hello everyone and welcome back to St. U. We are done with the virtual studio, so I am sitting right next to the wonderful Sammy Van Noorsen. Sammy, we have made it. That was a high five that you could hear from home, friend.
I really hurt my hand. I'm not gonna lie, it wasn't a very good high five for those.
We'll get a good one at the end of the episode.
Yeah, we will, yeah.
So yeah, we are back. I am officially back in Portland. And we can do this thing not over Zoom. And Sammy and I, as we were getting ready for this episode already, I've realized this is just so much better than doing it from long distance.
Yeah. It's just more personal. And it just really, it's really refreshing to have like a face-to-face community during these difficult times. Obviously, like being safe, but.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're doing good. Ryan. What's it like being in Portland now? Are you happy?
It is great. I am back in Portland working as a construction engineer.
Yeah. And
that is pretty cool. I'm putting together a hotel right now. And
oh my gosh, that's actually sweet.
It's such a weird thing. Like, you know, going from school and doing everything on paper to actually doing it in real life.
Yeah.
It's a big change. So
some real 9 to 5 energy up in here.
7 to 4 energy.
7 to 4 energy.
Yeah, Sammy, how have things been with you?
They've been good. School has been hitting the grind. Yeah, we've got about 4 weeks left of the semester, and you can definitely feel the stress on campus. Even though, okay, this is closed, you can just like get like a feel from it that people are stressed, people are ready for Thanksgiving. Myself included, I am going home for Thanksgiving, and I'm going to stay until January, nice. Which is going to be good to be home, but I'm definitely going to miss Portland. But yeah, practicum has been going well. I'm at Catholic Charities in their housing transitional program, and it's been awesome, great opportunity, but it's also like weirdly adult, like to be like at like an internship. I've never had an internship before, so.
Welcome just, to the adult world.
Yeah, I mean the semi-adult world. Yeah.
Crazy stuff. We are mm-hmm. growing up too fast.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
We're still kind of trying to get used to like being in person, so.
Yeah, but thank you for bearing with us, listeners at home. We
you
have all these
the
like
vibes.
Awkward
there.
Like
yeah.
laughs and stuff like that. Now,
it's great.
So today we've got kind of a cool topic. Some of our other things that we've talked about earlier, we've talked about how to create a community in the midst of a pandemic. We had Father Jim in our last episode talking to us about hope, and that was just such a blessing having him there.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you guys don't get the sage advice of Father Jim in this episode, but we are hoping to bring you something pretty cool.
Oh, yes.
What are we talking about today, Sammy? That was
social
not a
media.
High five. That was a clap.
I just liked the clap them, so the clap. Social media.
Social media and how our relationship is with it on just a regular personal level, but then also ultimately what it's like on our faith.
Mm-hmm.
I'm stoked.
I'm very excited. Ryan and I have a ton of stuff to talk about it. Honestly, we've been talking about this forever. We're like, social media, that'd be a great episode. So
yeah.
So we're ready to dive in.
All right.
Shall we? Let's do it.
Let's get into it. Well, social media, my life, has been around for quite some time. I remember starting in high school. I'm just a little curious to ask you, Sammy, I'm just kind of, how has social media developed a role in your life? And what are some of the ways that you enjoy experiencing social media?
I also started social media in high school, too. I remember I got my first iPhone when I was, like, a junior, and that was the first time I got, like, Instagram, and I remember when I was actually in middle school, like, it was, like, the big hype with, like, Facebook and, like, for my 8th grade continuation into going into middle high school, I got a Facebook, and I was like, this is the best gift ever! So there was, like, this element in my life that social media was this, like, cool other world that you got to, like, communicate with people, like, in your circle, like, virtually, and I was like, that's so cool! And, but there's also, like, a cool layer of like, oh, I get to like present myself to people online in a different way than they may see me like
in person, which is like, now that I think about it, it's like, oh, that's really weird. And that's like kind of like deep. Like, why would I want to change myself? But like back at that age, like all you really want is to just fit in and to like be liked and to like, I don't know, like get more friends.
It's almost
and
like
get...
a fast track to like getting, becoming known. Like
you could
before you even have to like, when someone just sees you, they almost like you almost have to let them judge you based on what you look like.
Right.
But you can kind of curate that with social media, and people can click and they can see. Yeah, I get what you mean.
Yeah, and when you're like a kind of prepubescent child, like you'll kind of do anything to fit in. So that's kind of like how it was for me in high school, and yeah, there was always this like longing to like be cool and to like be in the in crowd on social media. So yeah, I was really active on it, and I was really active on Instagram in high school, and like Snapchat started becoming a thing, and yeah, like the whole, and then we also knew Snapchat when it came out for the first time, and we were like, what the heck is this?
Well,
so,
I didn't know it.
Being able to see how that app like evolved was like weird to like how it is now. I think it's interesting, people our age, like we are the social media generation, and what that means for how we live our life is very different from even people that are just a couple years older than us. So yeah, personally, it's definitely a huge part of my life, like whether I like it or not, like it's a part of like my story. And yeah, I don't know about you, if you have anything to add with that.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of stumbled into, well, I didn't stumble in, I stuck my way into social media. Mom, if you're listening to this, I apologize. But my parents, they, for very good reasons, were not big fans of social media. Mm-hmm. But with my iPod Touch that I had, I got Instagram and eventually Snapchat on it, even before I had a phone. And I remember, I just really wanted to be able to be connected with my classmates, and because I didn't have a cell phone, I didn't feel like I was connected in that way. And and in some ways I kind of rushed into social media because of that. Like, just like you were saying, like you want to have that presence, and you want to be able to engage your peers in a way that they're engaging each other. Right. And so I really sought that out, and I sneakily got Instagram and Snapchat, and eventually my mom figured out, actually, obviously. Yeah, she knows this because she got Instagram after I did.
It wasn't hard to be like Ryan Helbling on Instagram.
My original name was not that creative. It was just Arbling7, so that's gone.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyways, I really enjoy lots of pieces of social media. Mm-hmm. I like being able to see what people are doing, and I love, you know, Instagram is my favorite because I love pictures.
Yeah.
Like, I totally agree with the picture's worth 1,000 words. I think it's totally true. And so I love Instagram very much for that reason. And so, you know, I can spend, you know, hours on it, and it's such a cool thing because there's so much cool things to see. But it's just, there's so much of it too, so it can be a little bit difficult sometimes. Yeah. But you know, I have to say, I think it can be a really great thing. It can also be a really tough thing.
Yeah.
So maybe, you know, what are some of the ways that, you know, we've seen social media? We both know we enjoy it because we like to connect with people.
Yeah.
That's one thing. What else?
Yeah, I like you said, we like to be immersed in like what other people are interested in, like with the images, like people can post things that are like cool and exciting, and like people who post like traveling stuff, like it inspires you to maybe want to travel and explore other things, which is cool. But also, like, yeah, I think there's a lot of pros and a lot of cons to it, and in you saying that, you can really just get caught up in it. Like, it's a great springboard, I think. But if you don't treat it as a springboard, like, you can get sucked into it, like, for hours, like you said. And I've definitely been there. Yeah. So it's, like, interesting to think about how it's changed from, like, my younger self in social media to, like, my now more mature self, and how it will probably change so much more in the future. technologically and maturely, like, how I will, like, treat it. Like, I definitely, like, if I were to look back at myself when I was, like, 12 to 15, like, how I treated social media then is not how I treat it now.
Right.
But how I'm going to treat it in 5 years is going to look so different. So, yeah, kind of weird. So, Ryan, I'm curious, what are some of the pros and cons for you in this social media world?
Yeah, totally. So for me, I think the first big pro is I just like being able to, like, keep up with, like, my friends from, like, high school and my friends from college. A lot of them I don't get to see very much, whether that's because they're my high school friends and went to different colleges, or my college friends, they went back home and they went to jobs all over the place. Like, it's just such a cool way to kind of keep up. But I kind of see it as a double-edged sword, because I realize that there's a lot of people who I follow on social media. Like, I was looking the other day, I have something like, I follow like 500 people, which is a ton of people to keep up with. And it's almost a little unreasonable sometimes too, because I think, you know, back in the day, people, when they had a friend and you would move away, you'd go to, you know, you go to college or you go and you move to your job. It is sad, like, the fact that, like, you don't talk to some people as much, but it's, like, part of life, and, like, you had, like, this ability to, like, move on. And now I think we've lost that ability to, like, move on, and not to say I don't want to be connected with my past, because I love running into people I know, or I love when I think about someone, like, I actually work hard to figure that out. But then when I see some of these posts of, like, friends from back in high school or friends from college, and I'm posting things about how much fun they're having, I realize, like, my gosh, I'm not keeping up with them, or even worse, I'll think, what the heck am I doing with my life? They're having all this fun and I'm here. But, like, so it's kind of tough. Like, you feel like you've got to be so invested in everyone's life with social media, and that makes it really tough for me sometimes. Mm-hmm. I think on the other hand, though, like, there's all sorts of other good, like, pros and cons to it. I think those are the biggest for me, though. I love the sense of being connected, but at the same time, when the connection's kind of over, it makes it really difficult to kind of get over it and to move on. What about you?
I think similarly, I like to know what everyone's up to. I like to be inspired by what other people are up to and be connected to people in that. Similarly, like, I mean I'm from Colorado, duh. A lot of my friends from home go to different colleges, like, throughout the country if they're not in Colorado. So, I definitely stay in touch with them and can, you know, see what they're up to and be inspired by what they're up to. But at the same time, like, I find myself asking the question, if I were to run into that person, like, in real life, like, would I be as excited to talk to them? Like, would I still be connected to them if I wasn't following them on social media?
Yeah.
Because and then it comes down to, like, what you were saying, like, the 500 plus people that you're following, or being, you know, people are following you, like, how would you interact with them in person? And are you following them because you want to be connected with them, or because you want to kind of show off to them, or you want to, like, gain a lot of likes? Like,
right.
I think that is, like, a very fine line with social media.
Yeah, where are your motivations? Are you posting it because it's something that's true to you and something that you're genuinely excited to share? Or are you doing it out of obligation?
Yeah. And I think that is, like, a huge con, because, yeah, I think with social media, the pros and the cons have a lot of fine lines between them, because it is such, like, a, you know, like, when you think about social media, like, objectively, like, yeah, people can like your photo because they want to, like, express their, like, support for you, but they also could be liking your photo because they feel, like, insecure or something,
They just scroll and double tap on everything.
Yeah. Like, it's a very interesting world that I have a lot of mixed emotions with.
Yeah, and it's, you know, crazy, because we've given so much weight to just what a like is worth.
Yeah.
Like, a like, it's so funny, because we're like, man, did this get... I mean, for me, I remember looking through social media and thinking to myself, man, that last picture got likes and this picture didn't. Or, like, I know someone who gets lots of likes. I became so consumed in it. It's like, I want to be more, you know, more known. And that was, right. that was difficult. Right. But yeah, it's so interesting how that plays a role into it as well.
Yeah.
You got anything else?
I think that you just mentioned the concept of being known and like wanting to be known and seen by the world. And that is both, that is like a perfect way to describe the fine line between the pros and the cons, because there's something so beautiful about wanting to be known, but there's also something so lonely about wanting to be known and not being seen.
Right.
And I think that is very much embedded in the social media culture.
And it's tough because how well can you become known when you're hiding behind a screen?
Oh my gosh, exactly.
Like, such an important thing is just being out and being there. And you think like every hour, every minute, every second that you pour in to your social media is an hour.
It's an hour that you're not
spending with someone else. Mm-hmm.
That you're not spending like having like actual personal connections with people. Like, because it doesn't matter like the kinds of relationship that you're having with someone like over online. Like, sure, it may be a relationship, but it's not like the fullness of community.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I think the key to that is going to be just we got to figure out how to do it in moderation.
Totally.
I think we should maybe dive a little bit more into that.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Cool. Yeah, let's do it. Actually, one way that I've recently been trying to limit my social media intake and just like my phone intake in general is by setting my phone like across the room before I go to bed and not checking it in the morning, because A, my phone is like my alarm, so I have to like get up and like turn it off, but also like it really allows me to sleep and get the rest that I need, because like you said, literally spending hours on social media, whether it's Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, whatever, and yeah, it's like you just waste so much time just like immersing yourself into this like world that may or may not be that good for you that day.
Right.
So I've really been trying to just like disconnect and like give myself the space to really rest and, you know, like understand like my life is like, this is like me in a human body, not in a phone. So that's one way I've been trying to do moderation.
Yeah. That's a good one.
What about you? Do you have any?
For me, you know, it was really tough, you know, figuring out where that balance was, but for me, I just cut the problem at the root for a little while. And there's a couple different ways you can do this. At one point, I quit social media cold turkey, and eventually I brought it back because after a while, I started to realize like what my relationship was with social media. And this is kind of where I'm at now, is I don't really use it. I don't use it as much. But what I started with, I took social media out. I log out all my accounts and everything. And for some people, I think that's the way we need to go. Like, you just need to have, like, this, they'll call it social media detox or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it can make a world of difference, just being away from it. But as I've eased back into it, one thing that I've actually did just to experiment with is, have you ever used the browser version of any social media?
Yeah.
They suck.
They really are not great.
But, like, in some ways, like, that's, like, a good thing. Because, like, when I'm on it, I'm so aware of how much, like, of not the social media experience that it is. Because those social media apps, they make them look so beautiful because they want you to spend so much time on it.
Yeah.
And what I've realized is I just scroll through once and I get through Instagram on the web browser and it makes such a difference. Like, I don't.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah. I've been using that for a while and that's been good. But, you know, it's just, I think the key is you have to figure out where your line is in moderation.
Yeah.
You have to do something, like, you got to either put a time limit on it, or you got to decide, you know, when it's 9 o'clock, I turn my phone off, or, you know, I put it across the room like what you do. I don't know if you got a certain time, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You need to draw a line. You need to hold yourself to it. Because if you don't give yourself limits, just like anything, I mean, you have too much of something, it can turn out to be a really big bummer. I think Jesus is the only thing that doesn't apply to. Like, if you have too much of Jesus, then your life's pretty awesome.
Pretty good. There is no such thing.
But I think everything else, there really is such goodness in moderation.
Totally. Yeah.
So, I think that's pretty good. But speaking of Jesus and how awesome Jesus is and wanting more, how about finding ways to express your faith through social media, mm-hmm. or to engage with your faith, even if expressing is not what you're necessarily onto or you're engaged with. I know it can be difficult, you know, to put yourself out there, especially in a world that isn't super gung-ho about faith, to express it. But what are some ways that that you do find courage to express your faith in social media, or you do use social media to bring you closer to your faith,
Sam? Yeah. Well, social media has kind of always been kind of entwined with my faith. I'm very open about sharing my journey with my faith on social media, like in my experiences with like converting and like encounter and retreats. Like I love sharing images and like posts about those weekends, because those are really important events to me, and I'm not afraid to share about them. And I also like, it's also like a point of evangelization to say, I want to share this with you, and like I really hope that you can see my joy, because this is like, this is truly a work of like Jesus at the core. So that's like a way that I've liked to incorporate my faith. But I also see it just as a means of kind of like, I think in a negative way, sometimes I think we can like flaunt our faith like on social media, and that's another fine line that's really hard to do. And going back to the moderation thing, understanding that social media is not our God, and what we encounter on social media can still be great, but if I'm not finding Jesus in my everyday life, like it's not the fullness. So trying to understand when I should turn it off and go to the Adoration Chapel, or when I should go to Mass and be present and leave my phone at home, or turn it off in Mass and turn my notifications off. That has been a good way to both like connect it and disconnect it in a healthy way, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. Yeah. That makes sense to me.
Yeah. But it has been cool to see, I mean, with the pandemic, like the kinds of limitations that we've had for in-person stuff.
Mass is on social media now.
Mass is on social media, which is so great. And there's been some great resources for like online retreats and like talks, and like I love seeing like people like Bishop Robert Barron like on social media. Like that's freaking awesome. Right. And a ton of different, like Father Mike Schmitz, like he's a huge social media presence.
Exactly. Those guys, like they're in it for the right reason, because they're using it as a tool to evangelize. They're not saying, here, look at my, you know, pretty face.
Right, which is the way it should be. So. Yeah.
And that's way cool.
Yeah. So. Anything else that kind of just sparks your heart about social media and your faith?
You know, for a long time, like, social media and my faith were two separate worlds. Mm-hmm. Like, I was not big on following lots of accounts of people who didn't follow me back, and that was a really weird thing, but like the whole numbers thing got to my head. Mm-hmm. And only recently have I really brought in the social media piece and my faith together. And honestly, it makes my social media experience just so much more wholesome.
Yeah.
Like, you know, typically I would, you know, scroll through my friends' posts. I follow ESPN. I'm a huge sports fan.
Yeah.
So getting to see stuff like that, you know, Oregon Ducks, you know, all this sports, it pretty much became like a basketball, football, and friend page on social media. But like, it's just like getting to see the posts from things like Focus or, you know, wherever, just come throughout my feed, or like USCCB will post things about a certain saint or something like that.
Yeah,
like, that's such a just, it's. It lets me kind of pause as I scroll through it and realize and recognize that like there's something outside my regular life that's so important, and that's eternal life, and that's life with Jesus. And getting to see that, and just take, even if that break is not really a break from social media, when it's in social media and I see that there, it's such a great reminder of what all our lives are for.
So
I mean, just even if you're not at the place yet where you feel comfortable sharing your faith, because it takes courage.
It really does. Yeah.
I could at least encourage you, start looking out there, because there's some amazing resources.
Definitely.
To start engaging with. And, you know, now, because of these resources and these things that I've started following, like, I have been able to gain the courage. And that's something that came
that's
in college.
Amazing.
And, like,
yeah,
through my experience of just diving deeper with my faith and my friends, like, I started to become open and aware of that, like, how cool is this, that the faith is shared with me through all these different ways,
mm-hmm.
whether in person
yeah.
or on social media, and I can do the same thing and share
yeah.
it with others.
Yeah.
So just take a little start with, you know, just finding that faith in your social media, and
yeah.
then
yeah.
eventually, I mean, we all had to find our faith somewhere before we shared it.
Right.
And then when you're comfortable, when you're ready,
yeah,
start sharing the good news, because
yeah.
there's a lot
yeah.
we've got
yeah.
a lot of good news to
yeah.
share.
Well, and there's also still, like, a lot of good in social media. Like,
totally.
Humanity is on it. Like,
yeah. I mean, there's
humans
a lot,
are on it.
There's
like,
a lot of non, like, quote Christian or quote Catholic pages that are amazing.
Yeah.
That are just
yeah.
so uplifting. And I think that's such
yeah.
an important thing, is find things that are uplifting. And maybe not as, you know, uplifting may be the wrong word, but things that are honest and that
yeah.
are
mm-hmm.
true, and that encourage us and inspire us to be better
yeah.
people
yeah.
and to help others. I think,
and to ask questions, and to, like, I think it can be a really great thing if we have those kinds of accounts, or we see those kinds of posts that, like, make you ask questions and turn away the phone and be like, I saw this thing, what did you think about it? And it allows you to engage in community the way it should be. Like, it's not just like, oh, like, this post, like, I'm just gonna comment on this and then forget about it forever, or just not share it with anyone. Like, no, we should be using social media as a means to sharing in person, you know? Like,
right.
We should be talking about these things, like, oh my gosh, I saw this, like, article, or I saw this post, or I saw this, like, really inspirational, or this really controversial thing that made me uncomfortable, like, what do you think about it? That's what's so cool. And actually, I was just reminded by, actually, a UP alum, Kayla Garcher. She joined the Daughters of St. Paul, which their mission is actually to evangelize through social media. And they've been doing some awesome things. Just been seeing, like, their presence has been, like, so inspiring. So shout out, Kayla.
Kayla is awesome. I hope that she hears this, but,
yeah,
you know.
Maybe. Maybe not. But,
yeah,
there's amazing, I mean, there's a lot of good.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. It's really true, Sammy, and thank you for sharing that. I think that kind of draws out our time here with our official in-person episode of St. U. Still not a great high five.
We have lots of time to work on it.
But let's finish this up in prayer like usual, and we'll wrap it up.
All right. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we are so blessed and grateful to gather today and speak of you. We're so thankful to engage in difficult conversations. We're so excited and energized to talk about ways to encounter you in this crazy technology world. Please pray for us as we continue to live our lives and continue to grow closer to you.
God, thank you for this gift of social media. Help us to discern how to use it appropriately, how to speak up when it's difficult, how to turn away from things that are not good for us that we see portrayed there. And God, we just pray that through it that we may seek you, and we may see your face, and the people whose smiles that we see, and the friends who reach out to us on it. Be with us always, and just let us glorify you through this medium. In your name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. In the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Yeah!
Yes!
We did it. That was the best one. That was the best one.
Thank you all for joining us.
You guys take care. We'll talk to you in the next one. Yo!
Later, Gators. I enjoy that we always say stupid stuff at the end.